Welcome to Creatively Exposed, a conversation for creatives, introverts, sapiosexuals, and all of the people entertained and who love us. I am Liz Flo, the podcast host, poet, writer, and overall Afro-Caribbean Latina creative. I know that is a mouthful, but welcome to the show. I think it's really interesting to see how the mind works with creatives. And this is the birth of Creatively Exposed. These are some of the reasons why I'm also learning. But I have my struggles, which I'm just attempting to work through.
So we define art based on how we want to perceive art, but you know, everyone is on stage, everyone is able to use a mic and express themselves.
The thought, I know, you know, we tend to have, am I worthy of finishing this book? Who am I to have a book published? After this book, I hope to not disassociate from reality, because not everything's going to be positive every day. As if I am not my own sexual playground. I am a sexual narcissist. Thank you for listening, everyone. Adios, nos vemos. See you later, Napalequita. This was another episode of Creatively Exposed, and you can find me on all of the interwebs as Liz Flo, LYSZFLO. And on Instagram, Creatively Exposed without the E. Sign up, show up, hit me up. There's also voice memos that you can send. Rate, review, subscribe. Let's keep the conversation going. Thank you. Have you been lacking in the affirmation department, or what about the inspiration department? I always say at the end of the episode, do not forget that you are magic. This is what Astrolysics is: an affirmation, a reminder, and a celebration of the magic, magia, and magic in you. Check out the website astrolysics.com, and it is also in the show notes.